He wore a Godspell t-shirt, purple jeans and a ponytail. Australian. I don't recall his name or what we talked about in the parched hours at the roadside as we hitched through Queensland. Probably one of those backpacker dialogues that seems hugely profound, but which in fact is mostly bollocks. I was 24, 4 months into a round-the-world trip. I had a copy of On the Road in my pack. By nightfall, we were stranded in a place called Tully. We had no tents, there was no accommodation to be found, no buses, trains, or cash for a taxi. A car pulled up, with four young guys inside. They invited us to a party. My fellow hitchhiker asked if we could crash there afterwards, and they said, sure, no problem. He looked at me. I shook my head. I was thinking robbery, violence, death. So I stayed put, and Godspell Guy went with them. I know what Kerouac would have done. He would have thought, booze, bop, girls. He would have said, yes, yes, yes. I was a coward, an imposter. There I was, reading his book, wowing at his lifestyle, imitating it in my travels, and in my journal that one day I was sure would form the raw material for my own hip fiction. I carried this line from On the Road in my wallet. The only people for me are the mad ones, the ones who are mad to live, mad to talk, mad to be saved, desirous of everything at the same time, the ones who never yawn or say a commonplace thing, but burn, burn, burn. And yet, when a truly Kerouacian moment had come my way, I'd bottled out. I'm 55 now and haven't hitchhiked in 30 years. I no longer aspire to be Jack Kerouac, dead from drink at 47. I no longer write like him, although even now the ghosts of his prose haunt mine if I'm not careful. Roller coaster sentences, luminescent but vacuous imagery, incoherent metaphysics. I reread On the Road recently, alienated by its objectification of women, its deifying of the voracious, selfish Neil Cassady, alias Dean Moriarty. In my 20s, all I'd seen was its seductive advocacy of freedom without responsibility and the reckless pursuit of adventure. Even so, Kerouac remains my inspiration. I travelled because of him. I began to write because of him. He showed me that literature and life require energy as well as sophistication. Reflecting on that night in Queensland, I retain a residue of disappointment in myself. Alone, I made for the railway station at Tully, intending to sleep in the waiting room. Just before midnight, a freight train pulled in, some skip wagons coupled with an empty guards van. The van door was unlocked, so I snuck aboard. By morning, I was 200 kilometres away, in a goods yard in Townsville, wondering if I'd missed the party of my life.